She moves slowly up the stairs. The heat is unbearable, and the air feels stagnant. Her heavy steps make the stairway echo. She stops briefly to look at his door before she continues up to her flat. She silently reads his name on the metal plate above the mail slot. She has something planned for him. She has been thinking about it since he moved in 2 weeks ago. Now, it's the background to everything she does. She has nodded to him on the stairs a couple of times. The man in the flat below hers. She has also caught glimpses of him on the move. A heel or an arm. Right before the door to his flat would shut behind him. Then, she would stand there for a moment and take a deep breath to enjoy the scent he left behind. It was a mix of wood and something else she can't quite define. She imagines that he might be a carpenter. She puts her key in the door and opens it, takes off her sandals in the hall, and pulls her dress off over her head. She lets it fall down next to the shoes, walks into the kitchen, and turns on the cold tap and sticks her head underneath it. She takes a drink, closes her eyes, and lets the water cool her down. Then, she puts her hair in a ponytail and sighs with relief, while the cold drops trickle down her neck. She opens all the windows in the flat, hoping that even a mild breeze might make its way inside, but the air remains hot and humid. She finds her sunglasses, grabs the IKEA catalog on the coffee table, and opens the door to the rooftop terrace. The sun has baked it all day, and she has to hurry across the scorching tiles to avoid burning her feet. She sits down in the bench chair. So far, that is the only piece of furniture on the rooftop terrace.